السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام البركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا في يو إن أبا مفتي صاحب. من الله تعالى grant أبا صبري جميل، الله grant you as well. To Allah do we belong and to Him is our return. It's a great loss, but alhamdulillah إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله. It is Allah's will. ہم آئے ہیں جانے کے لیے. We all have come in this world to leave. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and Aapa Sabri Jameel. Allah make it easy. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Muharram 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we start a new chapter, a new surah, Surah Qaf. And this surah is chapter number 50 of the Noble Quran. This chapter was revealed prior to the migration of Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. Hence our lesson today will be the first three verses. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, who's very, very gracious, very, very merciful. What is the difference between Rahman and Ar-Rahim? Ar-Rahman cannot be used for any creation unless we have a prefix before that, Abdul Rahman, Ubaidur Rahman, for a baby boy, baby girl, so Amatul Rahman. So remember that the word Rahman is special and exclusive for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And Rahim we can use for creation as well. Ra'ufur Rahim, used for the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You hear that our ladies, my auntie, Dane Stanton, she's my daughter, 100 I think now, Rahima Masi. So we say Rema Masi in Maimon, you know. So anyway, the proper word is Rahima. So a boy's name Rahim, girl's name Rahima. So all that would be permissible without a prefix. And if you want to use a prefix, so that's also perfect, no problem with that. However, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will always use the Alif Lam in the beginning, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. So that will create further emphasis in the word and in the connotation and meaning and interpretation as well. Qaf. We know that in the Quran Sharif, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states in chapter 3, verse number 7, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. There are certain places in the Noble Quran, nobody knows the meaning except Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So these letters in the beginning of the chapters, Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra, Yasin, Taha, we call them Al-Huruful Muqatta'at, the broken letters, and the meaning is mystical, meaning that only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows it. So now a person objects or inquires and say, but the Quran Sharif is a book, Hudal Lin Nas. And now you have certain words here that nobody knows the meaning. So how can it be then a guidance to humanity and so forth and so on? So we will answer the person and say, yes, your question is valid. So the response is this: the Quran Sharif, the noble, glorious Quran, was, is, will always be the biggest and greatest and eternal miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mu'jizatul kubra, al-mu'jizatul khalida. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is giving human beings, jinnat, and everybody in the universe and creation that see what you can do if you can bring about one chapter, one surah, a replica of the noble Quran. Bring your biggest scientists, professors, linguists, and whoever are the masters of the Arabic dictionary. They are the people who write the lexicon and dictionary. So all of them, bring them together and see. Chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ. If you have any doubt from what we have revealed piecemeal gradually, عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا, on our beloved servant, Mustafa, رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, حَبِيبُنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So then the onus is on you, O human being, O non-Muslim. فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ. You bring a replica of a surah similar to it in beauty, in glory, in style and diction. Chapter 2, verse number 23. And that surah must comprise 3 verses minimum. Imagine just 3 verses. And everyone has tried among the non-Muslims and so forth in the past. And till today, they're trying to undermine the Quran and the message of the noble Quran. And always, they end up with ache on their face, that they are humiliated and defeated. So that is what happens. So Almighty Allah is telling them, take off, take Alif Lam Mim, take Yasin, take Taha. I put up a magnificent building and structure, and then I challenge you that use this builder, use this plumber, use this carpenter and engineer and whoever else. So see if you can bring a replica. So that is why Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned these beautiful words and letters in the beginning of the noble beginning of the surahs in the noble Quran. It is tahaddi, it is a challenge for humanity. These are the letters of the Arabic alphabet, and see what you can do. Wal Quran al Majid. And somewhere immediately after that, Almighty Allah takes an oath. Wow for Qasam. Wal Quran. And an oath. Allah Ta'ala is taking a Qasam and an oath. Wal Quran al Majid. And the glorious Quran. Allah takes an oath on it. 3 discussions here. Our Honorable Ustad and Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni Rahimahullah writes in his various tafasir and commentaries of the noble Quran, Inna Allah aqsama ala kulli dhi shan. Verily, Almighty Allah takes an oath on something very, very important and significant. So that is why Almighty Allah took an oath in the Quran. La rayba fi. There's absolutely no doubt regarding the Quran Sharif. It was, it is, it will always be Kalamullah Ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah, revealed on the Mubarak, blessed, honor the heart of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran. What is the meaning of Quran? Quran is taken from the word qarana, qaf ra noon, qaf re noon, which means to join, to attach. See, the verses are all attached to one another, and you see that the words are all connected to one another. The chapters are related to one another. Some ulama said qara'a, to read. So that is why Quran. So keep on reading and reciting the noble Quran daily. Wal Quran il Majid. Majd. Majid comes from the word majd. So remember, it means something majestic, something glory, and so forth. So yeah, we will say Allah is taking an oath, and by the Quran Sharif, which is majestic and glorious. But the non-Muslims, agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar, you don't want to do something, you always will look for excuses. I'm opening the tap, so you must just put your glass or cup there. But you go and put your glass and cup upside down and you blame me. Then who is to blame? Bal, nay, عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم. They, the mushrikeen, polytheists, idol worshippers, they in Makkah astonished that it has come to them, munzirum minhum, a warner with love and compassion. Nazir, munzir. So remember, it means a warner with compassion and love. Minhum, from them. First time in the Arab Peninsula, meaning in Hijaz, you must remember that, in Nabi and so forth. Don't say Arab Peninsula, rather say that day in Hijaz, Mubarak, Muqaddas. So that is Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, and Jeddah, Taif. That area is called Hijaz Mubarak, Hijaz Muqaddas, and Nabi has come. Ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am as a result of the dua Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam made. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam min anfusihim. Ya Allah Jalla wala, from them, the people of Makkah, Hijaz, send the final and last messenger. Wa da'watu Isa wa bushra Isa. And the great tidings Nabi Isa alayhi salam gave his people. Wa mubashiram bi rasuliyat. Min ba'd ismuhu Ahmad. Chapter 61, verse 6. And he gave the people the great tidings. We all came for a limited time and a specific place. The international global messenger will come with the international message, and his name will be, his name, nami, ismigrami, Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned once in the noble Quran. And Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nami, nami, mentioned four times in the noble Quran. And chapter 47 dedicated to the greatest of all mighty Allah's creation in the entire universe. So what did a non-Muslim say in response? فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. They said, this is something very, very strange. We know poetry, we know prose, we are the linguists par excellence of the Arabic language, but what is this? So if they were sincere, Allah gave them hidayat and showed them the true light and radiance and effulgence. And if they were not sincere, then they were sane and mature. They made their choice, and thereafter they die as kuffar and non-Muslims and mushrikeen, as polytheists, idol worshippers, people guilty of blasphemy, and then the adl of Allah, the justice of Almighty Allah, they are dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, eternal doom and eternal gloom. What else did they say? Aida mitna wa kunna turaba. What? You see, the Hamza there is Hamza interrogative, Hamza istifam, for interrogation. So what? Idha mitna wa kunna turaba. When we die and pass away, we will be reduced to dust and sand. And then? Dhalika raj'un ba'id. Then there will be resurrection, and there will be hisab kitab, there will be reckoning. So this returning is far-fetched. It's something beyond comprehension and perception. So that's exactly what Iman and Islam is all about. It is supra-logical, not my logic, your logic. Look at the parliaments, look at the Knesset, the haramis there in Israel. So when you have everything based on what they say is right, then you can see the world, what a mess it has become, whether it's America, whether it's Russia, whether it's Europe, whether it's the Muslim countries or Arab countries. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant us the true understanding of the noble Quran. And today's tafsir we transfer to all the marhumin and deceased and shuhada, from the people who passed away with Iman in Islam, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam till today, whether we know them or not. May Almighty Allah illuminate their graves and grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la and the bereaved family Sabri Jameel, and Allah Ta'ala grant them their patience and endurance during these difficult times. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Chapter Surah, this is today the 11th of Muharram, 1447. And these are the news, views, interviews, remember that. And this is now locally, nationally, internationally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, in the weekend. 17 Jutlas were dispatched to hell and everlasting doom and gloom for them. Obviously, they have a target, the haramis, the Jutlas, and the murderers, the genocide. apartheid regime, Nazis and Hitler's children. So they martyred and murdered more than 100 Palestinians in this weekend. It's gone almost to 200 and so forth. Listen to how the Jutlas, Allah Ta'ala punishes them. This is mentioned in their own newspapers and media. So you see, Allah Jalla Wala states, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish the Jews right till the day of justice, the worst punishment. So there is an Israeli soldier, Daniel Ari, E-R-I. So he goes and his car and he commits suicide, he burns himself, you must remember, straight to hell. They're suffering from psychological trauma. They're seeing the children they have murdered and martyred in their dreams. They can't sleep and so forth. So he said, let me just commit suicide and end the story. But there's no ending the story. You're going to go to hell and you'll stay there forever and ever. So this is what happened. 100,000 of them have run away and 10, 15, 20,000 have been dispatched to hell. Dispatched to hell by Hamas and Jihad Islami. And we support Hamas, make no more, we don't make any apology for that. We are very clear on these type of things. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. No one knows the army of Almighty Allah. I sent it out yesterday on my status. So thousands of jellyfish are threatening the cooling plant in Ashkelon. Ashkelon, Asqalan. Remember where Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, right next to Gaza al-Mubarakah. So these jellyfish are threatening the cooling plant there of Israel. So this will be the Marine Brigade of Hamas. What you say, Jutlas, Haramis in America and Europe? Well, this is Quran. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. No one knows the armies of Almighty Allah except Him. He can send the ants, He can send the bees, He can send the locusts, He can send the fish, whatever He wants to, and they will destroy you. اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين. Punish them, the Jutlas. The Jutlas attack Yemen because Yemen attacked the ship and so forth in the Red Sea. So the Houthis, they are Kufar Shias, remember majority of them. But we support them because anybody attacks the interest of Israel, America, we will support them. So a boat to leave from Italy to Gaza, another flotilla, you see that? So they want to apply the pressure on them. Thousands and thousands of Jutlas were marching against him, Netanyahu and his government and ministers and so forth. Make the deal, seal the deal. Bibi wants to throw away the ceasefire. Two haramis are going to meet today in the White House. Trump and Dennis Netanyahu, both war criminals, both of them 100% crazy. So both need to go to jail, inshallah. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. So now they'll be discussing ways. This is true that Trump wants a ceasefire so he can get credit. He's an egoist and a narcissist. And this guy, Netanyahu, doesn't want a ceasefire. So he looked for every loophole, you must remember, to delay it. The Houthis attacked the ship and that ship is on fire. So very good, whether it belongs to Israel or America or anybody else, and it is going to benefit Israel and they attack it, very good. We will support that. Israel is losing a war which they can never win, and that is the war on social media. Every person with a smartphone, and there's new phones and so forth, you got WhatsApp, and you can send thousands of messages, whether it's on Telegram or Twitter, X or Facebook, and what Instagram, and then these other two, I don't even know how it works, Facebook and Instagram, but be that as it may. So that is what's making them go crazy also. They are being exposed, remember, internationally. The most hated and detested and despised people on the face of the earth are the Zionists and the Jutlas. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Iran is expelling thousands of Afghanis. You see that? So now after the war with Israel, so they expelled the Indians. Some of them, they executed them. Some of them, they sent them back, then expelled them. them back to India. Now same thing they say here among the Afghanis. They also, there are many spies and so forth. So they're just getting rid of them, thousands of them. So Texas, you know Texas? When America was celebrating what they said 250 years of their existence on Friday. So remember, Allah sent the punishment for them. Floods there in Texas. And the death toll is up to 80 now. We have no sympathy for them. Allahumma gharriqhum, Allahumma harriqhum, Allahumma dammir diyarahum wa khalif baina qulubi musufufim. Yes, the children and that will go to Jannah, the minors. The rest will go to hell. Remember that, who don't have Iman and Islam. But really speaking, me personally, I don't have any empathy for sympathy for these Jutlas and Americans. They are the biggest terrorists on this earth. Lula, you know Lula, the president of Brazil. So remember that he condemns the Gaza genocide in the BRICS summit and so forth taking place there in Brazil. So all are there, but China is missing. You see that? That he, she, you know, that she. So she didn't pitch up. He says, no, that we got other commitments and so forth. My own analysis, he doesn't want to see Modi and his face and so forth because, you know, they're supporting Pakistan and therefore they know they will have arguments and so forth. So therefore, so maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong. Allah knows best. Elon Musk launched his own party, the American party, and now Trump and them, Biden and them are not having good sleep. You must remember that, because they always had a two-horse race. You know, there was a July handicap, so they had the horses running. In America, you only have two horses running, and both horses are haramis. The Republicans and the Democrats, and both are war criminals, remember that, whether it's Biden or Trump or whoever. So all of them, so he, you must remember, Elon Musk say people are fed up with your people system, and he opened the American party. So Trump is tweeting away and saying that this guy is ridiculous, or Elon Musk, and he has gone off the rails. But we will see what will happen the next elections and so forth. In Barbados, a very sad incident. Maulana Yusuf Piprawala rahmatullah alayhi, 101 years old, remember that, he passed away. I met him several times in Barbados, is to send people there, call Abdul Qadir, so I have to go sit with him. Yomana Salim Kareem, I'm sure that you read it somewhere. He was the last student of Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, from those students who studied by Hazrat bin Nuri Nawarullah Marqadahu in Dabel. So we know that Hazrat then came to Pakistan, was teaching there in, you know, that Tandawla Yar in Hyderabad, in Sindh, and then came to Karachi and opened Madrasa Arabiya Islam in 1954. So this Maulana Yusuf Piprawala, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Nawarullah Marqadahu, sent him there to Barbados, West Indies, Caribbean in the early 60s, because Maulana Yusuf Sahib passed away in 65. So he wrote a letter, remember, to Hazrat and said, Hazrat, we need people who know English to come to this part of the world. And lo and behold, our own Haji Bhai Padia, rahimahullah, in 69, he took a Jamaat there. And then Hazrat said, we must stay there and so forth. So from the early 60s till now, remember that how many years he did, 60 years or so, he stayed there, make ajib khidmat. All the ulama and that are his students. Allah grant him our Maulana Yusuf Piprawala Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen. Thereafter, Russia recognizes Afghanistan and the flag of Taliban is flying in Moscow and with the embassies and so forth. And on the other side in Kabul, the Russian flag is flying. 17 million foreign pilgrims perform Umrah in 2024. They say that is 100% increase compared to the previous years. I repeat, 17 million foreign pilgrims, remember, from outside the Arab countries and so forth, they perform Umrah. So I told you, for them, Umrah, Hajj, all that has become a big money spinner. Saudi Arabia builds a new embassy. They always had an embassy there for many years in Moscow, but now they bought a new building and refurbished it and everything. So they just opened the new embassy in Moscow. So people protesting there in UK, that because the UK government want to ban the Palestinian, you know, that one group and so forth. So people marching in their thousands and getting arrested, the 83-year-old lady also arrested. Imagine these haramis here. South African News, Steenhuisen, he was a member of the Democratic Party, the leader. He has been warned of insubordination, meaning you can't just do your own thing and so forth. Regarding the national dialogue, what he did was correct, if you ask me. I got nothing to do with the DA, and I say it's haram to vote for them. But remember that that national dialogue is going to cost me and you more than 700 million. And what will come out of it? Nothing. Just a cheap talk shop it will be. Hopeless, useless ANC initiative and so forth. Derko, the direction, you must remember, Directorate of the Foreign Affairs and so forth, slams the UK government because the UK government put on their website that they warning the people not to tour and visit South Africa because of terrorism and it's not so safe and all that. So our government is very upset, and rightly so. Remember that the news saying that now people who are very wealthy in South Africa, they are buying property in the most peaceful country in Africa, and that is in Mauritius. So if you go there, you will find the whites and others are buying property, and the most expensive one, and they want to build their own, like township, you see that? So that is what you will find there. So yes, you must remember that yesterday, whilst doing the Q&A, the messages came that my wife's brother, Maulana Qasim Osman Wali, O.V. Muhammad, he passed away at a ripe old age of 86, 87, you know, Islamically. So Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. He performed our nikah, you know, in 1979, is Pingo Beach Masjid. So we see that now that he has his son, Hafiz Adil, he performed the janaza salat and he has a daughter in Durban, married there with four children. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for them, make it easy for her wife, because she lost three brothers now in less than 3 months, you know. Mutabai passed away, the eldest brother Ahmed, 95 years old. Then Hafiz Suleiman passed away at the age of 82. And now Maulana Qasim passes away at 86, you must remember. So obviously that the sadness, you know, takes its toll and so forth. But as Maulana mentioned, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, that we are Muslims, we have to exercise patience and say إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا لِرَجُعُونَ. Then last night was a very, very sad incident I heard about. A good friend of ours from Newcastle, Brother Sabir Peer. So his son is Musa, and Musa's son is who? Is Yusha. So meaning Sabir Peer's grandson. 5 years old, he was fasting, and a mistake, you know, real mistake, tragic, tragic circumstances. That the other brother was, I don't know all the details, but anyway, that he touched the gun and what, and the bullet shot the younger brother, you must remember, 5 years old, Yusha, and Allah Ta'ala made it such that Allah ke pyare ho gaye, and he passed away yesterday. He was fasting, and he kissed his grandparents, his grandfather and them. So our condolences, obviously, to him, to Sabir Peer, I spoke to him last night, and to Dr. Yunus Manga and them, they are the Nana and family day in Chakraskaral. Allah Jalla Wala grant all parties Sabri Jameel, Allah Ta'ala through His great mercy will elevate our brother, our young brother Yusha Peer, remember, grant him the highest, highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. He's so beloved to Allah. You are the day of Ashura. Whilst fasting, he becomes a shaheed, you know, and then he goes away. Obviously, it's a big trial for the parents, grandparents, but we are Muslims and that is our iman. Inna lillahi wa inna Rajun. This type of children will intercede for their beloved parents and grandparents on the day of justice. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make it easy. So 8:30 to 9, Maulana Zahid and myself will be speaking about death and so forth. 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30, the report back of our trip to KwaZulu Natal. Wonderful, Alhamdulillah. And thereafter, 8 to 10 tonight will be the live live Q&A, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, with Hafiz Wadi. Jazakallah khair. Ji, Mohd Salim, we have 12, 13 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, what dua can we make for a child that cannot talk?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When I came here in 2001, so then I heard some people, you know, that they had to interact with them just to give me lift and so forth. So they brought the baby and a child and they said that he can't talk. He was 1 year old or something. So I read and I told them that you must read Surah 20, Surah Taha, verses 25, 26, 27, 28, the dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. رَبِّ شَرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam used to stammer and stutter in his speech. So he used to read this dua. Ya Allah, remove the knots in my tongue so people can understand my speech and so forth. So read that, parents, read that, you, the brothers, siblings and sisters, on the young brother, young sister who's not talking and speaking. It is Kalamullah ta'ala, the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and blow on him and inshallah he will start speaking with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah.
Mufti Sahib, is there any significance on the day of Ashura to eat marida, drink sherbet and ketchara?
Remember that after 2-3 years they brought that young boy here to my house and he was running around and that. Now where we remember everybody? So they asked me, you know this youngster? I said, no. He said, he's the same youngster who couldn't talk and so forth. And daily we were reading the verses, Surah 20, Surah Taha, verses 25, 26, 27, 28. So now he's speaking, running, talking and so forth. So you read that, inshallah. The problem today is we are influenced by the Shias. You must remember that, especially when it comes to Ashura and so forth. When we were in Karachi, you remember, Mona Salim, that just in front of the madrasa, they used to come with their knives and chains and they would hit themselves and sometimes they would have to go to a hospital, they would die, some of them, and they say Shaheed. Obviously, they're not Shaheed. This is a punishment. That Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala made dua against the Kuffar, Shias, and so forth. So then they used to bring the water and say, Sabil, Sabil, Sabil. That Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu passed away without water, so today we're giving out water. And so the whole intention is tainted, polluted, and so forth. We must not get involved in that. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is shaheed. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is shaheed. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is shaheed. But who is the greatest martyr of all time and all places? Open Mustadrak Hakim and you will find Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidu Shuhada, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib. It's Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. Hence, we need to rectify our belief structure and not get influenced by these kuffar, shias, and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, can two Christians be witnesses to a nikah?
Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Mustada Ahmad and various compilations, La nikaha illa bi shuhudin. The nikah will not be valid, the marriage ceremony, unless you have two male witnesses. The two male witnesses must be Muslim, cannot be Christian or Jew or Hindu or Buddhist or something. The nikah is null and void and not acceptable. The couple are living in sin. So you must have a Muslim there as witness, and the people, remember, who are going to be present, they must be Muslim. Not non-Muslim, not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, can non-Muslims drink Zamzam water?
When your neighbor Tom, Dick and Mary says that, you know, you came from Makkah, from pilgrimage, the minor pilgrimage, Hajj or Umrah. So Umrah we call the minor pilgrimage, and you brought Zamzam water words. He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith. Ma u Zamzama lima shuriba lahu. Whatever intention you make to drink Zamzam, remember Allah Ta'ala will make it effective. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in Gaza in the year 150. When he was 2 years old, his father passed away. After the mother spent the iddat and everything there, the family made it. Then hijrah, they migrated from Gaza al-Mubarakah from Palestine and they came to Makkah. He's 2.5 years old now. So all the time he's there, every day he's drinking Zamzam, al-Imam Shafi'i. Which du'as did he make? 3 du'as. Allahumma arzuqni ilman wa'afira. Oh Almighty Allah, give me profound knowledge. Therefore he celebrated Shudan. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, who tell the people in Baghdad and Iraq, Al-Shafi'i kashamsi lidunya, how the sun illuminates the world, and Imam Shafi illuminated the world with his knowledge and wisdom and so forth. Second dua he made, Allahumma ij'alni ramiya, Ya Allah, make me a master archer, sharpshooter. He says that 9 times out of 10 I have to hit the bullseye. Third dua he made, Allahumma inni as'aluka jannat al-firdaus al-a'la, I ask of you jannat al-firdaus. So 2 duas he saw in his life, and the third one he will see also, inshaAllah. Allah Ta'ala accepted him and his jurisprudence in so many parts of the world. So therefore, when you give the non-Muslim, tell him or her that they must drink the Zamzam with the intention of shifa and cure. And you as a Muslim who is the donor and you gave them that Zamzam, you should make intention, Ya Allah, give this person the hidayat, the nur of Iman and Islam. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You have to take out the people from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the light and radiance and effulgence of Islam. Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 1. So, O Muslim, Muslima, make the same intention. Is your neighbor, he requested it, or you want to give him, so it's fine. But make the intention that Allah give them hidayat, Iman, Islam as well.
Mufti Sahib, can a person give zakat to a madrasa?
When a person gives zakat to a madrasa, then you don't make intention you're giving to the principal or the teachers and them. They are well off. You must make intention you are giving it to the poor students who are there and they are Muslim. So then it is permissible. The principal, the treasurer will be the wakil and the representative on their behalf of the students, and that will be good. But today we need to be circumspect and careful. Quran Kareem teaches us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu khudhu hidrakum. Ey iman walo, O you who believe, 89 different places. Then khudhu hidrakum, take your caution, take your precaution as well. Don't just trust everybody. Today you go around, whether it's Durban or whether it's Johannesburg or whether it's Cape Town or Pretoria, the major centers, and see. You will find people there, they got 20, 25, 30, 50 students, mostly African students, but they're collecting money day and night for double the amount. So what is that? It's not yu'minuna bil ghaib. To believe in the unseen is yu'minuna bil jayb. It is to use Islam and the madrasa as a means, and that is to collect this dunya. When Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, the sage of the age, was asked, then ma hiya uqubatul ulama? What is the punishment for the ulama? Ma hiya uqubatul ulama? It's very easy to say we are ulama, but what is the punishment for them? He said, Imam Hasan al-Basri, the sage of the age said, mawtul qulub, their hearts will die. So they said, what you mean the hearts will die? So he, Imam Hasan al-Basri, said, that talab dunya bi amal al-akhirah. When you look at it outwardly, you will think that they are doing actions for the year after. But the real intention and motive is what? To collect more and more things of this world. The best house, the best car, the best overseas trips, running around and reaching themselves and reaching their children, grandchildren and their son-in-laws. And you will see this rife and rampant in India, Pakistan, South Africa, and in the Arab countries as well. But the Arab countries, most of them are run by the government and so forth. But where we have individuals running it, families running it, most of them, 60-70%, 2/3 or more. So that's how they run. So I don't approve of this. We must give them so much zakat and billions and billions. And there's no hisab. remember that. Where's the hisab? So if you have a forensic audit done, suddenly pop a dance. You must remember that. There'll be big problems. So therefore, look for a madrasa that is really with poor students, and the principal and his family have not enriched themselves. So those are the type of students you should give them the money. Otherwise, give them the money directly. Leave the principal and trustee and all of them one side. And in that way, you know, you have discharged your zakat properly.
Hisab in Medina, my bed is positioned with my feet facing the Qibla. Is this okay?
Obviously, you can't go change the bed and all this kind of thing. So just turn around. So where you normally put your head, put your feet there. And where you put your feet, put your head there. It happened to us many a time. And remember that as Muslims, we have to show respect to the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 32. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That whosoever shows respect and reverence to the landmarks and symbols of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, so that's a sign of taqwa and true piety in the hearts. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith, man tafala tujaha al-qibla jaa yawm al-qiyama wa tafluhu bayna aynay, that whosoever spits in the direction of the Qibla Kaaba Musharrafa, tomorrow on the day of justice you will come and that saliva spit will be there on your forehead between your eyes to humiliate and disgrace you. Sahih authentic hadith in Sahih ibn Khuzaima and wasahahu al-Albani. Even Sheikh Albani has authenticated it. Our young brother Yusha Peer, his janaza will be today. So inshallah, the brothers who are there nearby, go there, give Abu Sabir Peer and the family, all of them. You must remember some, you understand, consolation and so forth. It's not easy to lose your own son or grandson and grandchildren in your lifetime and this tragic circumstances, you know. Allah make easy for all parties. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.